In Proverbs it says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." What a person has inside in their heart is the real person, not the person that is shown to the outside. But the real person is that which is inside, in the heart. That's why it is so important to allow God to create within us a pure heart and give ourselves to Him for that. Jesus said this in Matthew, the 12th chapter and the 34th verse, and He was contending with the scribes and the Pharisees, and He said this, "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks. For a good person out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." And then let's go to Matthew, the 15th chapter. Again, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees. "Do you not yet understand that whatsoever enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and is cast out into the latrine? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man." Jesus was talking about their practice of constantly, ceremonially washing their hands before they eat, and they criticized His disciples for not washing their hands in the traditional way. It is our heart condition that determines the issues of life. So strong is the condition of our heart in relation to our body that it will come out. You cannot make this pretense. A person can't just put up a false front and expect that their true heart will never come out. For when the pressure is on, when the circumstances are just right, if there's blasphemy in the heart, it will come out. If there's hatred in the heart, it will come out. If there's jealousy or covetousness there, it will come out. If there is dishonesty there, it will be found out, because the issues of life come from the heart, the inmost being. And that's where God wants to do His work in us. That's where the Holy Spirit must work, in that place, that we can have purity of heart. Let's pray. Father in heaven, create within me a pure heart. Lord, I want no pretense in my life. Lord, I don't want to just pretend to be good, or pretend that everything is okay, or pretend that the evil that I see within me is not there. But I want You to change my heart, to purify my heart, to unite my heart. And so I'm giving my heart completely to You. My whole life goes with it, my body, my soul. I want to be like Jesus on the cross. I'm a sacrifice to You. I want to have a clean heart, a pure heart, a united heart, so that what comes out of my mouth and what comes forth from my life will honor You. In Jesus' name, amen.